Welcome to No Longer Hopeless. I'm your host, Lane Mercer, co-founder of L&L Ministries. This podcast is a place where you can come to get encouragement and hope restored. We showcase that there's always hope to be found for the right here and right now in the Lord. Let's get started, shall we? Hey there. Hope you're doing okay. Hope things are going all right. I'm glad you joined us for No Longer Hopeless podcast. Glad to have you along. Well, if you're not doing okay, not doing all right, things are not going like you planned, I'm also glad to have you along. I'm glad to have you here at No Longer Hopeless podcast. Listen, good days, bad days, and just the plain ugly days, we all need to have the chance to be no longer hopeless. So I'm glad you're here. Hey, I was doing a little bit of research online, and I came across a really good blog article about motivating and motivation, and especially with a Christian focus. And I thought it was really good. I wanted to share it with you guys. I'm going to put the link in the show notes so you can go back and look over it as well. And I probably won't quote the entire thing, but I will. There's a lot of it. I will, because I thought it was really good. And in this article, they list 10 principles or steps or foundations or however you want to word it, about 10 elements to utilize in your life for maintaining motivation. And to me, I see it as like keeping hope and keeping the faith. I think they're pretty good. I don't necessarily know if the order is right or wrong. I think it's, you know, that's up to you to decide. I can think of another one I want to add towards the end. I'll share it with you, but I want to share this with you. And again, I'll put it in the show notes after we're done. But I thought this was really good. I thought this would be really encouraging for you. I found it encouraging, so I wanted to share it to my audience. So I won't do the entire thing, but I will link it in the show notes so you can go back and read it. But it starts out with, it said, this article contains 10 principles of Christian motivation. It says, before we get to them, it's important to first establish a foundation of love. One letter separates the word, W-O-R-D, from the world, W-O-R-L-D. That's the letter L. The difference between Christian and worldly motivation is found in a single letter, which represents our love in all things. Love is the ultimate goal. Love is what God asked of the Israelites when he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength. Love is what Jesus answered to the Pharisees when tested with the question, what is the greatest commandment? He said the first and greatest was to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and strength, than to love our neighbors as ourselves. Now, this is just me talking, Lane, not the article. Remember, we've talked about that before, about love God, love people, and that's really a great litmus test of how are you doing with your walk with the Lord. And so I thought that was really interesting. I hadn't really thought about that before, about how it said word and world. Just the L is the only difference, and I thought it was a neat way to remember we need to walk in love, show love, have love. That was pretty good. And then he kind of goes on this in this article, and definitely I encourage you to go check it out as well. Some of the things he referenced, I hadn't thought about this before, but he said the Apostle Paul, which I knew he kind of written about 2/3 of the New Testament, said he thought there's a neat modern day comparison. He said that Apostle Paul is more published than William Shakespeare, Agatha Christie, and J.K. Rowling's combined. I hadn't really thought about that, but yeah, I guess so, because it's actually his letters, which in turn the Bible, became really the most known around the world. Interesting. And then he goes into a few more details about things, and I want you to read an article, so I won't read it verbatim, but this is what I wanted to get to, the fundamental principles of Christian motivation. So he lists 10 here, and I'm gonna add one at the end, but here they are. I thought they were really good. And I mean, this is for, I'm not saying these are in the right order. I think the first one is for sure number one. It's up to you to put them in the order, but I think if you can apply these to your life, I think you're gonna and have motivation, you're gonna have hope, you're gonna benefit. So here he goes. Number one, he said, God focused. Drawing near to God keeps us motivated. It means he'll draw near to us. Being close to God is connecting to the true source of all energy and power. He created the universe with the word. We attach ourselves to him through his word and prayer. He will motivate us as we speak and listen to him. So number one, God focus. That's the big thing. Keep the first commandment first. What's the first commandment? Love the Lord your God. Have no other gods. Keep the first commandment first. Number two, he says, generosity. being generous keeps us motivated. Giving freely will lead to greater riches, as sure as holding back leads to want. A generous person will prosper and will be continually refreshed. So a little side note there, generosity, listen, live the giving lifestyle. What does that mean? You are blessed to become a blessing. Any way you can be a blessing. It doesn't necessarily have to be with money, but it can be with time. It can be with the skills that you have. It can just be an ear, being able to listen to what's going on. But live a generous lifestyle. Number three, humility. Choosing humility keeps us motivated. God leads the humble with justice and teaches them his way. The humble will have abundant prosperity. The rewards are riches, honor, and life. Putting others first, letting others promote us, having a low estimate of our own importance is the key to godly success. Humility. I think that's pretty good. I think with Christianity, it's one of the amazing things is that it's the only way I know that in battle, the only way to win is to surrender. The only way to be raised up is to be made low. It's the upside down kingdom, if you will. But humility, that's a very good one to work on. Another one, this is number four, listening. Being quick to listen and slow to speak keeps us motivated. Gives us an advantage as we gain a deeper understanding to each situation. Listening shows others love and respect. Listening to God gives us security and frees us from anxiety. Yeah, listening is important. We need to always grab hold of that. Listening is different than hearing. Listening and hearing. Listening and hearing. What's the difference? Well, if you're driving down the road and you got the radio on, you might be just hearing something. But all of a sudden, that song, that one moment, that sound that you enjoy, you reach over, you turn it up, and now you're listening. You're tuned in. Well, if we can just be tuned in to what the Lord is saying. He says, number five, fellowship. Fellowship with believers keeps us motivated. Fellowship is belonging, being an active part of the body of Christ. Each member belongs to all the others. Two can resist an attack where one is defeated alone. Fellowship keeps us sharp, just as iron sharpens iron. We help carry one another's burden in fellowship. Yeah, I think that fellowship is something that we need to really remember and consider and connect. Link shields. Gather around like believers. Get together with the body of Christ, brothers and sisters in the Lord. You're not going through this by yourself. Have others lift you up in prayer and fellowship and engage. Number six, responsibility. Using our God-given gifts keeps us motivated. We have a sense of purpose and fulfillment as we choose to be responsible with our talents. Expanding ourselves in righteousness and fulfilling our duty to Christ also builds trust and competence. Well, that's a big one. Responsibility is big. And listen, remember the story that Jesus said. There was the guy that was given the one talent, the three talents and the five talents, and it was the ones that actually did something with it was the one that was rewarded. The one that was scared and buried it, that actually got taken away and given to the one that had done something with it. So you've been given gifts, then you need to use them. Whatever that gift may be. It may be motivation. It may be organization. It might be delegation. It might be intercession. There's all kinds of options there. Make sure you're using it. All right, we're getting close to the end. Number seven, peacefulness. Being a peacemaker keeps us motivated. It provides us the soil for order and reconciliation. We create energy in others as we seek to befriend and resolve. When we look for agreement and the right kind of compromise, we establish the atmosphere of peace. Listen, walking in peace is not the easiest, but it is the best thing. Be a peacemaker. What did Jesus even say? Blessed are the peacemakers. Be the one that is a peace in a situation, who brings calm to a situation. All right, here we go. Number eight, positivity. A positive attitude keeps us motivated. Thinking about the noble, the truthful, the lovely, the admirable, the excellent, and all things worthy of praise is what Christ did. When we choose this pattern, we tune into the frequency of Christ. We are transformed as we renew our thinking and guide toward knowing God's will. I think positivity is huge. I think that it's something to think about. Remember, what does it say in the word? It says, does it edify? Does it build up? Does it lift up? That's the things we need to focus on. We don't need to focus on trivial things about being tearing down, criticizing, and things like that. Does it lift up? Does it edify? Does it build up? Maintain a positive thought pattern. All right, here we go. Number nine, gratitude. Gratitude for the little things of today keeps us motivated. Godliness with contentment is a great gain. When we affirm that life in Christ is good, we learn to be content with what we have. This freedom gives us wings to fly above the shelf. Gratitude, man, gratefulness goes a long way towards others and towards the Lord. You always have something to be grateful for. Always, always, always. You're never too busy to express gratitude. Make sure you kind of lock that in. Here we go. Number 10, mindfulness. Being aware of the present keeps us motivated. Jesus himself teaches us that nothing in the past or the future really matters, only the present. This is mindfulness and keeps our energy focused on today's immediate. We possess the vitality and focus to accomplish what is here and what is now. I think that's pretty good, being mindful, being aware. What do they say? They say that the past has already happened, the future is not here, and what we have right now is called a gift. That's why it's called the present. It's something to be aware of to make sure that you're in the right here, right now. How can you be an extension of the love of God? How can you be the one that offers the option to be no longer hopeless to others? So I would share one more as I was looking at this list, and I would say unofficially, maybe number 11. I would say, and I don't know the exact right word here, but what I'm thinking of when I read this list, determination. You don't give up. It gets hard, you keep going. What does the Bible tells us? It says, if you get knocked down 7, you get up 8. You don't stop. There's a beautiful worship song that's done by a worship leader called Misty Edwards. And part of the song, it says, if you don't give up, you win. Well, that's powerful. So no matter how hard it gets, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't walk away. Don't put your hands up in the air. Don't bury your head in the sand. Be determined to go after the Lord God. Be determined to live a life worthy. Be determined to be no longer hopeless. Make the choice. So anyway, I thought that was a really good article. I will link it in the show notes. I thought it was pretty just interesting. Neat way to look at motivation through the eyes of Christianity. And that's what I want you to do when you listen to this podcast. I want you to be motivated. I want you to know that you can be no longer hopeless. I want you to be able to find hope. Hey, if this was motivating to you, if this was something of inspiration, then I ask that you share it. Like, share, subscribe, tell others about this. I'll get the message of no longer hopeless out to you. I need you to get the message out to other people. It really helps our algorithms if you like, share, subscribe on the podcast platform. But listen, if you don't want to take part of that or you don't really understand the podcast platform world or anything like that, no problem. Shoot an email and I will let you know when the next episode comes out. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in. Let's see what happens next week. That wraps up this episode of No Longer Hopeless. If you found this to be an encouragement to you, then please subscribe so not to miss out when another goes out. If you can think of anyone who might benefit from this podcast, then I ask that you please share it. We would love to hear from you. Connect with us on Facebook by searching for LNL Ministries, or you can email us at nolongerhopelesspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, as long as you have breath within you, then you can still have the chance to be no longer hopeless.